This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
That praying at Taraweeh every night of Ramadan is a reason for why all the sins are forgiven. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also teaches us another reward for praying at Taraweeh. In a hadith he says, Ya rajulun min Quda'ata. From the tribe of Quda'a, a man came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said to him, In shahidtu an la ilaha illallah annaka rasulullah. He's asking him, saying, Ya Rasulullah, if I was to testify that there is no Lord worthy of worship except Allah and that you are the messenger of Allah, وَصَلَّيْتُ الصَّلَوَاتَ الْخَمْسِ and I prayed the five daily prayers, وَصُمْتُ رَمَضَانَ وَقُمْتُهُ and I fast Ramadan and I pray its nights, وَآتَيْتُ الزَّكَاتَ and I gave a zakat. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ مَاتَ عَلَى هَذَا كَانَ مِنَ الصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ Whoever dies upon this, testifying that there is no Lord worthy of worship but Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah, praying five daily prayers, fasting Ramadan, praying its nights, giving zakat, if he dies while having done this during his life, he dies earning the rank of as-siddiqeen, which is straight after the prophets. The rank of as-siddiqeen is straight after al-anbiya, and he earns the rank of ash-shuhada, subhanallah. See, the unique thing in this hadith that wasn't obligatory, everything else was obligatory, was praying its nights. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever prays with the imam until the imam leaves, as though he has prayed an entire night. Allahu Akbar. You pray with the imam 1 hour, what is it? Half an hour, 40 minutes, and then you spend the rest of the night sleeping, but you earn the reward as though you prayed that whole time, even the time you were sleeping. And what is meant by until the imam leaves, yani until he makes taslim from salat al-witr, when he says assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi, assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi, from salat al-witr, then you have be prayed until the imam leaves. Well, Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, he used to pray with the imam and he would not leave until the imam leaves. He used to leave with the imam. So that's the first thing. If you're able to pray and sit and leave with the imam, that's the ideal option. But if the imam has a habit of sitting and sits for a long time after as-salat, then it's fine to leave, no problems. And if a masjid has two imams, let's say, two imams, so how do you do fulfill the sunnah? You wait until both of them finish. And if you want to pray extra at night, it is fine that you get up in the last rak'ah of al-witr and make it odd, you make it even. So if the last rak'ah is witr one, you make it even, that's two, and then you're allowed to pray after that, whatever you want during the night. But the ideal situation is to pray with the imam, and pray witr with him, and finish al-witr with him. And if you want to pray after that, you're allowed to pray, no problems. And you don't have to repeat al-witr because you've already prayed it. Now, wallahu a'lam, fa, you learn these sunan.